where the east meets the west, where the sun rises and sets. There is a place only your heart knows. The Bani Lama presents a series on your personal divine. Hi, thanks for joining me. I'm Bonnie, bringing you a series on your personal divine. Each of us have our own path, with our own story of healing, healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirit. But what is the path that leads to becoming a healer? Is it different? Here with me today is Walker Whalen, an energetic healer and seer who will share his personal story of healing and of Diksha. The hands-on transfer of divine energy, Diksha, is intended to heal, release fear, quiet the mind, and expand heart-centered consciousness. It is otherwise known as a blessing. In the Greek myths, there is a character called Chiron, the wounded healer. Most well-known, they said, healer. Heal thyself. So Walker, as a healer and a seer, you undoubtedly have had a path. And I wonder if you can share with us how you found yourself being guided and walking toward healing yourself and as a healer.
Now, in the early days, I was a carpenter and I had no idea I was going to have this path. Basically got injured and I had to take on this path for my own survival.
Really?
My experience was one of being very separate from the divine and having a health crisis. That brought me to working with healing on an energetic level, starting with meditation and yoga, acupuncture, changing my diet, becoming a massage therapist. I got into healing work, energetic healing work, different modalities. Really shifted my whole paradigm to more of health consciousness. And then I got into Diksha, opening up that gateway into the infinite. And a sense of joy in a deeper experience of the divine, which I wasn't feeling in my energetic work. The experience I have with the Diksha is the brain actually has a physical shift where the frontal lobes open up and that creates more of a connection of oneness. So you feel connected all the time. And the parietal lobes closing down deals with releasing fear. So the fear is separation. And the Kundalini also gets activated, which is that electromagnetic energy that unifies the chakra system and unifies the meridians. It's very healing energy. Once the Kundalini is activated, there's no going back.
Right. So you do sessions with people individually, and then you've got these Friday Dikshas that are open to the public. Now, what exactly happens in a Diksha?
When they place the hands on the head, the transmission comes through, and that goes right into the person, and it gives that person an experience of divine energy. It's very powerful work.
Right.
My Diksha circle is different. I do a Ananda Mandala, which is a breathing exercise. Then I move into giving Diksha. Any Diksha giver that is present will give the Diksha. And in my opinion, all Diksha is good. I haven't had a bad Diksha yet. And then after that, we do some devotional dance, which is dancing your own divine self. Just brings in that joy and freedom aspect, and a great way to integrate.
So after this session of Diksha, then everybody is in this incredible joyful state, and they get a chance to move. Why do you do the devotional dance?
Devotional dance is a great way for the divine to express itself.
in your body.
Mm-hmm. In through movement, connecting with yourself.
So it's more inner work.
Yeah, it's great to integrate the experience through movement.
Yeah. Well, how did the Diksha affect you as a healer?
It's been quite a journey. And as a healer and a seer, being able to see and understand things psychically, it's just been one amazing advancement after another. So when I look at divine, it's everywhere. It's even in the self, even in the separation, infused into the identity and infused into everyone, really. So this is taking it and creating more of a full experience. And that full experience creates infinite possibility.
Well, you don't have to be a healer to find yourself having to heal physically, emotionally, or spiritually. What would life be like if you didn't feel separate and alone? We're so used to feeling anxiety, it's hard to imagine a life without it. This podcast is one in a series exploring how to deepen your personal relationship with the divine and find peace with what is. For more information on Walker Whalen, go to sacredalliance.org. And to learn more about Diksha, go to bayareaoneness.com. With gratitude, the Bonnie Lama podcast offers thoughtful conversations and personal discoveries to those who are in search of healing.